I don't know what is he doing in training, Rob. Come games, game time, he's doing nonsense. And the coach doesn't give Peterson a chance. Aye, Rob, come on, man. We are supposed to lose. Week in, week out. Week in a week. Aye, man.
As we always say, it might be a Tuesday, but we go back and reflect on what happened on Reaction Monday, and especially all of the voice notes that didn't make it through on a Monday. We're certainly respecting your space and your time, as well as your treasured voice and your opinion and knowledge of everything that happened over the weekend. And so there, the frustration centers around Bruce Vuma, but also just saying farewell to Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Wolfelang here, and good evening to the Mr. Blue Shoulders. Reaction Monday. First and foremost, you have to give credit to someone like Vincent Kompany and Bayern Munich on winning back their Meisterschale. Well deserved. Congratulations to them. And you can also say the same thing for Liverpool as well. I know it's been a week since they've been crowned champions, but hey, you have to give credit where credit is due, and congratulations to them on winning title number 20 in the club's history. Well deserved. They've been better than everybody else. They've been better than other 19 teams this entire season, and they've shown it. Even though they lost to Chelsea last night, but throughout, you know, the more important games, the bigger games from the start of the season up until the day they won it, you could see their muscle, you could see their dominance, and that's why they deserve to win the Premier League. So kudos to them. And of course, in the Soweto derby, congratulations, Ezimnyama. Well done, Buccaneers. Great fight back. For Kaizer Chiefs, it's another game where they lose it from a winning position. I don't know if it's a mental issue, if it affects them psychologically, if they just take their foot off the gas pedal. But you know what? Just like what they did against Marmo Gallants, they lose the game from a winning position against Orlando Pirates. And yeah, they have a derby again. But hopefully for Pirates, they're going to successfully retain the Nedbank Cup title. Playoffs. Ah, exciting times. Really, really, really exciting times. I love what's going on in the playoffs. Truly, truly interesting. Watch game 7 of the Warriors against the Houston Rockets, and truly, truly deserved for the Dubs. They got the job done. And on to the cries on social media. I feel ever since this new ticketing system came in, it has brought more problems than Ticket Pro, if my memory serves me well. And I don't know, maybe you'd have to pose a question to stadium management to say, what is going on? Why are people unable to get their tickets as soon as they bought them? And Soweto derby is not too far. It's a couple of days. So they got to fix up. Pleasure as always. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ulu Felang. Hey, what a wrap as far as the weekend is concerned. You know, from netball. No, he was talking about Nedbank Cup, guys. And he talked about Bayern Munich clinching the title. But also the ticketing issue, it continues to be a problem. And we've got our ears, though, Ulu Felang, peeled very nicely, very poised this evening, because a lot happening down in Durban as we speak. And I think a lot might be announced this evening as well. So we'll put a call out straight after the news. So all I can say to you is be on standby, because you just never know.
Good evening, Robert and the Marawa faithful. My reaction Monday would be that I think we got a glimpse into seeing how unorganized Ferrari is. I think that would be the better word. Definitely, that radio messages up and down just shows a team. When a team wants to win, a team is brave and they make brave decisions. But when you're hesitant and you're not sure what to do, I don't think that shows that you are brave enough to win. Because I think that is what made McLaren win after the last few races, and definitely Red Bull over the last few years, was making that hard decision to that we want to win and we're going to do everything to win. We're not going to try and protect it. And I think that's what Ferrari is doing. They're trying to protect nothing at this stage. Sports-wise, well done to the Blitzbacher. Definitely good. Another one for our Akane there. Just keeping his name going. Definitely a good one from him. And then the football fans, locally, entertainment. And may our football continue being fruitful. Chislam from Boxburg.
Yes, how are you doing, man? All the way down in Boxburg. Thank you so much, man. What a great wrap all round. What a great way to rubber stamp what happened over the weekend. So truly appreciated. And Ferrari, man. To get on the radio and say the kind of things that Lewis had to say. I won't say he was brave. I mean, he is a reigning champion over and over and over again. And it doesn't matter that you've moved to Ferrari, it's still Formula One. And if things aren't happening in the manner that he feels or deems as correct, then he should say what he says. And I think, hey, you've got to respect that.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Marawa and the team. Welcome back on the radio. Mr. Marawa, I'm a bit annoyed by the way in which certain clubs apply their rituals, the so-called biggest clubs in the country, inverted commas. Because, Mr. Marawa, yes, you can apply your ritual, but the way in which the likes of Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates are doing it, they don't act like professional clubs, and they don't respect the product. And they don't behave like they are in a professional league like the PSL. Mr. Marawa, now Kaizer Chiefs applied these rituals on Saturday and they lost the match. Whom should we blame? Should we blame Nabi? Should we blame players? Or should we blame the hierarchy for applying the ritual, David Nparkwood?
Sensible there, David and Parkwood. Thank you so much indeed. And we've seen it, and it got to a stage this past weekend where maybe it got a little bit ugly. And I say little bit very conservatively, because it shouldn't be happening. And I don't think we should be getting to a stage where whatever the psychological reverse psychology impact is, because we don't really know what it is that's been carried and sprinkled and so on. It's what's been done in football before. But I think what David and Parkwood are saying is that it's the extent of how it's done, the visibility, the near fistfight that happens right in the middle of a national stadium like that. We shouldn't be getting there at all. Because somebody's going to say, oh, okay, where's the accreditation? Because we visibly don't see it. So accreditation or not really doesn't matter. But what is happening actually on the field? Is it not reserved for the players, the coaches, technical staff? Or we can just call whoever to do whatever.
Yo, good evening, Marawa, and your listeners. We as a nation, we are very, very angry towards the organizers of the final. It was better if we get into the outlets and we were told it's a sold out instead of this network problem system not responding. We are very angry and we need answers. We need answers urgently. Tickets are bought, no email verification, nothing. If they don't give us answers, because we have planned to travel to Durban, we'll travel to Durban. We'll be at the stadiums whether we have tickets or no tickets. They must give us answers. We don't want refund. We want tickets. Thank you, Marawa.
Sure. And that's going to be the problem. That's really going to be the problem. The thing is, people went to buy tickets, right? Let's picture this. People didn't go to ShopRite, to go to OpenTicket, to go and buy refunds. They went to buy tickets. So by virtue of them having woken up so early to go and purchase these tickets, the fans want tickets. So you can't say, yeah, but we're going to give you back your refund. How far back does the refund go? I mean, if you've got somebody who has left Mpumalanga and has driven to Johannesburg, picked up their cousin, driven to Or Tambo, having bought a ticket to fly to Durban, arrives in Durban, takes an Uber or hires a car to go to their accommodation, hotel, Airbnb, whatever it is that they've booked and paid for, has paid obviously for the ticket. And then you've got to reverse that same process now. Durban, King Shaka, Or Tambo, Joburg, pick up car, pay for parking, go drop off your relative and then drive back to Mpumalanga. You can't tell me that the refund only caters for the ticket. No, there's a bigger issue, far more reaching than just a ticket. Probably the ticket is the cheapest thing that he's purchased. The fly tickets have cost more. So if you're going to give me back my ticket, then give me back everything else that I've put in to make that trip possible. And who knows? Maybe there are legal people that will find an opportunity to say, let's set an example once and for all. I will go and represent that person who probably spent 12,000 rand for a team of three individuals to travel to Durban so that they can be refunded their 12,000 and not their 200 rand ticket. Then how will that sit?
Hi, Robert. Long-time fan. Just want to make sure everyone's clear that it was not Ticket Pro. We're not involved in this. We were informed on Friday that they've gone with a new ticketing provider, that being Open Ticket. So please, I'm hearing some customers think it was Ticket Pro. It isn't. If anything, the Seychelles, we are doing the ticketing for that, a FIFA-renowned event. So it's a pity and sad to see that that happened. And we are here to assist if needed, wherever we can, to make sure that nothing serious happens on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I really, we did clarify that yesterday. I remember saying that it was Open Ticket, not CompuTicket, or I suppose not Ticket Pro in this instance. And it is great for clarity. All I always say is that if we don't communicate at whatever level, if we're not getting media statements, media pronouncements, and it's just dead quiet, I never ever think that is a problem solver, because then you get to the issues where we start to talk facts and we start to speak openly and honestly, then people get angry and they start to point fingers. This isn't about that, guys. This is about, again, I repeat from yesterday, this is about human lives. This is about humanity. This is about people that have saved to go and watch what they love to watch the best, which is football. They've invested time, energy, money, saved, done all sorts of things. They don't want to be treated like this, but they have been treated like that. So once you've treated them badly, what are you going to do to try and reverse that? Try and make people feel at least that, oh, you actually matter. Because believe you me, the only thing that's going to matter after this is how they're going to spin it. Oh, the systems were overwhelmed and they crashed. Oh, the computers were not expecting such a high volume of tickets, requests, and. Of course you expected it. What do you expect Moses Mabhida to have taken 500 people to watch the Soweto Derby? Of course the systems would always crash. But they shouldn't, because you should be expecting. But that would be the language that is used. Oh, it was out of our hands. Oh, we didn't anticipate. All I'm saying is that for once, let's be honest with our actions.
Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Obviously, the big reaction of the day as well has certainly been in and around the ticketing.
This is disappointing. This is frustrating. It's disrespectful to us as customers, as supporters. We don't deserve this treatment.
We had already booked accommodation in Durban, and then we are sent from pillar to post. So, like, this is amateurish.
I think our systems, yeah, just like the ticketing systems, are also about to crash with all of the complaints and frustrations.
I think they have let us down, Mr. Naro. After a long wait, 8 o'clock in the morning till the afternoon, 3:30 to 4:30, and we hear that tickets were sold out.
And you can put the blame on me. Said you can put the blame on me.
Hashtag MSW.
Hashtag MSW.
Top stories. Get the news before it's history in the morning.
Not forgetting to say a big thank you to Wandile Mazibuko as well as the team down at Vuma FM, Big Mike's Lee, as well as Zubonganim Dolo, for entertaining us this afternoon. Let's get down to the top stories of the day. Kaizer Chiefs' playmaker Gaston Cerrito has urged the squad to take the responsibility to end the trophy drought on Saturday when they take on Orlando Pirates in a blockbuster Soweto derby for the 2025 Nedbank Cup final title. Now, Chiefs and Pirates will do battle for a second consecutive weekend, but this time in Durban at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. And Amakhosi, well, they come wounded, having lost the clash at the FNB Stadium with a 2-1 defeat.
It's a good opportunity to us to win the trophy, to make history in this club, in this big club. So we need to now prepare more the game, still more focused, because last game I think we played good, but we lose. So now we need to fight more for win this trophy and to make history. Yeah, our season is not so good. Like I said, sometimes we play good, very good, but we lose or we draw easy game. But I think it's our mistake. We need to take the responsibility. But we need the final to win, so it's a good opportunity to change everything. The final is different, different game. Of course, it's the derby, but it's a different game. It's one game only. It's 90 minutes, maybe 120 and penalty. So we need to work this week, prepare more. We need to fight more to win the cup. It's the reality of the final.
Well, Serinho, with a pass at Mamelodi Sundowns, has highlighted the key difference, though, that he perceives between the two South African giants.
No, I want to... it's my responsibility to come here to make history, to fight for myself also, because there sometimes it's more comfortable. It's the game is, you know, there is in Sundowns is too many players, good players. Also here is too many good players, the good quality, but I think we need to fight more here, because it's different. It's different. The pressure is different also. So, but like I say, it's good opportunity to change this season, because I think it's no good.
Well, the head coach of Kaizer Chiefs, Nasreddin Nabi, says that he would never revert to helicopter football to grind out results, as it goes against the DNA of the club. Chiefs are currently ninth in the league and also on a 7-game winless run, with fans naturally disgruntled after another inconsistent league season, but are one game away from ending their decade-long trophy drought.
But me, I know why. I don't want to give too much explanation, too much excuse for that. I take my responsibility. I go in the future. If all we all the direction and myself we take the right decision in the future, I am sure we win this process together. But. Yes, it's normal, Sam. You know, the fans love the winning. I understand them. You need to accept it. If you lose too much points, it's normal, the deception and the negative reaction. But you don't need receive the impact for this critique, because you believe in your... In your process, and you know what needed to go next step, quick high. It's clear. I think we progress. Myself in, I give you an example. If you have a time, I give you an example. Honestly, if I want immediately result, it's possible. I have some problem in defense, some player. It's so possible. For myself, we play low block in the first season in helicopter football, and I'm sure I don't lose the point like I lose this season. But honestly, if I come here, if Kaizer Chief recruit myself, is not to play low block, because this is a DNA. I need respect the DNA of Kaizer Chiefs. If you Kaizer Chief or the big club of the world, it's not possible a big club of the world is play low block for immediately result like that. The fan is happy. You take your responsibility. I start. How many game I lose? We play very well. We don't score, but we receive set pieces, goal or counter attack goal. Because why? Because I play high. I just say.
I try
to play protagonist football. But if you want this football, we need accepted. You lose some pound this season. But this is open your eyes for me and what I needed for the future. Like we play correct football, Kaizer Chiefs football, but with the result. This is the difference is here. But I'm honest. I don't work for myself here, for my CV only. But I work really, really for the process to develop the football correspond, the quality football qui correspond, the quality football like needed Kaiser Chiefs. I'm sorry for my English.
No, it's fine, coach. Yeah.
Yes. You understand what I want to hear? Yes.
it's true that it's a big game coming up. But I would first say that in this season everything has not been negative. I would say that our journey to the final of Nedbank Cup gives the opportunity to the club to play in CAF Confederation next season. It's not a performance in itself, but it's a positive thing for the club. About the pressure is there are players that have played for this club and have done pretty well for this club. For example, Dr. Kumalo and Shabalala. Their analysis, their point of view of the situation is as well my point of view regarding the situation of the club. It's true that the pressure that I feel is maybe to deceive the fans. But I'm pretty sure that, and I am pretty confident, and I am going into Saturday game with confidence that we can do good things and we can lift this trophy.
Suspension?
Of course, Cross will be suspended for this game, but Duba is coming back from his suspension. This week we're gonna try to see, but we have we are optimistic about Thabo Sele and Miguel. But other than that, the other players with long-term injury are still on the side, like Given, Reeve, Dotley, will not be available. Coach, I think that it's I take that as an opportunity to play against the same opponent that we just lost against in the previous derby, because it gives you the opportunity as well to know what's the reactions of your team in different situations and what's the reaction of your opponent in different situations. And as well, it gives you the opportunity as well to make it square and make it a final, and we are prepared well. It's an opportunity as well, because for the final, most of the time you don't need to motivate players because it's a final. They know that it's a big game, and as well, when you are coming from a defeat in a derby and you're going to play against the same opponent, it's even one more source of motivation for the players to prove maybe that the defeat in the derby wasn't deserved, or they deserved better. And since yesterday in our training, we felt that the response of the players were positive, and we feel that there is a positive dynamic in the training and in the discussions among them.
On Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Straight from the heart of the action now is the ever, ever busy, the CEO of the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup in Seychelles 2025, Ian Riley. Ian, a very busy time for you, I can imagine.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's blown all previous event records.
And just in terms of turnout, I mean, how popular is the sport? I mean, we've seen it down in Durban before. It has an international appeal, and obviously that is why it is is a FIFA-sanctioned occasion?
I mean, it's continually growing. Europe is very strong. South America is very strong. And then you've got the African representation. Senegal, I think, have been to 6 or 7 World Cups. They're very strong. I've seen recent reports, Malawi, Mozambique. They're all picking up on beach soccer football.
Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW. Sports news, fresh and relevant.
All right, so let's pick up on just one final story, though. Mamelodi Sundowns are going to be hosting Chippa United in the Abedwe Premiership Clash at the Loftus Versfeld Stadium tomorrow night at 7:30 in the evening. Now, this will be the first meeting between the two sides this season due to the earlier postponements, and Masandawana are just a couple of points away from securing their 8th consecutive league title, a feat that would further cement their dominance in SA football. Here's the striker, Ikram Reyners.
I think the mood has always been good, especially in the camp, between the players, the coaches, the technical team, the staff. The mood is good, and I think we're in a good space also now. It's always difficult to play the teams at the bottom because they're fighting to get in top 8. They're fighting sometimes for their lives. But for us, it's important to get the points and focus on the next game. Yeah, obviously it's always going to be good for a team like Chippa United to play against a team like Sundowns. They're always going to make things difficult for us. And for us, it's just to take our game to the next level and get the points. Sure, there's a lot of players that will cause danger from Chippa United.
Right, danger there from some of the players at Chippa United.
Hashtag MSW. You may begin to feel anxious or excited. Honest, deliberate, engaging, uncensored. High dosage administration can cause adverse reactions. And most importantly, independent in mind and execution. This is a normal response. Are you ready? Where our sports worldwide.
Checkers, Shoprite, Nedbank failed us today. A lot of us, we didn't get the tickets. Who bought the tickets then? If a lot of us, we didn't get the tickets. You?
Hey, Marawa, what's your mina? Hey, you be frustrated, kakulu robot. Nimi, Shoprite, and funa ama ticket. Angela, uje ama ticket, aye. Hello, pending. After all, what's your ama ticket is sold out. And let's just say, I'm snani, Robert.
Today we're fighting, but I was in Durban by 5:30, and then I never get a ticket. By 10 o'clock, they were supposed to sell the ticket. They never sell the ticket by 10 o'clock. But 20 to 11, I think it's only 2 or 3 people who got tickets, because the minimum was the 4 tickets. And we waited. They said the system is low. And then they said maybe by 12 o'clock, they're going to sell the ticket. He comes 12 o'clock, there's nothing happening. 1 o'clock, there's nothing happening. By 1:45, this guy come to us and told us that the tickets are sold out. We said, how the ticket is sold out? How come the ticket? How many people do you sell the ticket? The person that the company that was selling the ticket, right? It's Ticket Pro, not this nonsense of Checkers and Shoprite.
Evening, Rob. Good to hear your voice back on the radio. I thought they cancelled you. I'm joking, Rob. Hey, man, please, man, please, could you please update us about what's going on with tickets?
Good evening, Rob. I just want to say it would be totally incorrect of me to blame Mdu Shabalala for what transpired on Saturday, because Chiefs have always been structurally vulnerable in possession. We tend to concede goals like an under-13 soccer team as soon as we lose the ball, and it took one diagonal pass to put us under siege, and our defenders will always pick up yellow cards because the team is not positioned or structured in such a way that we can pull counter presses or close the gaps. Immediately we lose possession.
Robert Marawa, live on 947. Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Sowetan Live. Hashtag MSW.
We've reached the Tuesday edition of Marawa Sports Worldwide. Well, a busy, busy Tuesday indeed. Good to have you on board tonight. Oh, man, I mean, such drama behind the scenes with all of that that's been happening in the past, 48 hours around the ticketing issue. I've heard in that intro as well, the complaints from yesterday, I guess the complaints from yesterday transferred to the complaints today. There have been high-level meetings. I can confirm with you that there have been high-level meetings down in Durban that have been happening for the past couple of hours, just adjourned a few minutes ago. Whether there's an outcome or not, I don't know. What I do suspect, though, that there will be a press conference tomorrow to iron out all of these and other related issues. Because we were hoping to chat to some of the personnel that are involved today, but it looks like there's been a collective decision taken that no such individual conversations will take place up until such time as the press conference happens tomorrow. So 060-708-0484, your observations on what has been going down. But more than that, your expectations of what you think would be the end outcome or would work for you. But a couple of very, very interesting developments as well. All right, let's take you to a different part of the world, though. Let's go worldwide, because in Belgium, as we speak, somebody who's come from the streets of South Africa to the grand stages of European football, a young star, is on the rise. You talk about once a standout talent at SuperSport United. He was pretty much known for his blistering pace, skillful play, relentless determination. And he's always seemed destined for greatness. And whoever thought that was not wrong. Now in the heart of Belgium, wearing the iconic blue and black of Club Brugge, he's beginning to carve his name into football history. Now this past weekend, the Belgian Giants faced off against their fiercest rivals, Anderlecht, in a clash for the ages. And I think anyone that followed that would attest to it. Now the stakes were high, the atmosphere was pretty much electric. And when the final whistle blew, it was Club Brugge who emerged triumphant, securing their 12th Belgian title in a thrilling 2-1 victory. So for this young gentleman, this win is more than just silverware. It's literally a statement, a dream realized, the moment that pretty much resonates across continents, inspiring the next generation of South African footballers. The journey is just beginning. Let's welcome all the way in Belgium, Shandre Campbell. Shandre, good to have you on the line, man. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm very good, man. Good to hear your voice. So excited. Are you still on cloud nine?
Nah, I've calmed down now. I'm okay now. Back to basics, you know, back to square one for going after the league now. So everyone is back to square one, celebrated, and now we feel good.
Well, I was going to ask you a question as to whether or not did you guys play this song?
Yeah.
Did they respect you enough to play it?
Yeah, we definitely played that song. That song was going around the whole day yesterday. It's definitely a song you need to play if you win the trophy, so we did do that.
But what is that feeling like? I mean, it's just taken you since February when you were promoted into, you know, the first team for you to win your first major trophy as a professional footballer. And this time you decided to do it all the way in foreign land in Belgium.
Yeah, no, that's definitely an unreal moment, you know. Always dreaming about playing in Europe and finally getting the opportunity. And in my first debut season, winning a cup already, it's a dream come true for any small kid coming out of South Africa, you know.
What is the expectation, though? Because we all knew how talented you were. I remember having many conversations with Gavin Hunt and chatting about you, your potential, up until he gave you the opportunity and you played. And still, the conversations continued about Shandre Campbell. For you, what has this journey meant?
This journey has been a wonderful one, you know, ups and downs. But one thing I never did was give up. So I feel like everybody's journey is different, you know, so my journey can start now while someone else's journey starts later on. But the main thing is that we're going to get where we want to get one day, and you all just got to trust in God's timing, you know. And the journey is never easy journey, because you can't just get given what you want. You know, you got to earn it, work hard for it, and it will come in due time.
What inspires you all the time to never give up? I mean, these are very wise words, and sometimes we even forget that Shandre Campbell is only about 19 years old, still going for 20 next year?
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, I always look for motivation from my parents. I also look for motivation from friends and family, you know. I can learn from anyone around me, you know, because they know something I don't. And, you know, I try my best to make my parents proud, my sister and my brother and everyone that I know and love. And, you know, without them, I don't think I would have gone this far, because at the end of the day, you need your pillar of strength and wisdom and all of that to keep you going, you know. So, yeah.
I remember having had Lyle Foster here in studio, and he had just signed up. The family was happy. South Africans were happy. He was making the biggest move any South African financially would have ever made outside of a Benny McCarthy. And I remember him and his entire family. When I say entire family, Shandre, even grandma was here. And the studio was packed. And it showed me so many different things about life, journey, support. And it was present live in studio. And when you talk about family, is it something similar where they've really played an active part and an active role in ensuring where you are now?
Yeah, no, for sure. Family is the main reason why I'm here today, you know. I mean, I think every footballer wants their parent to be there every step of the way to see them succeed. And I feel like if you don't have that, you're going to feel like, oh, it's not important anymore. It's not worth it making it. But if you have that strength, even if it's just your mom or even if it's just your dad, for sure, you're going to have that energy to do everything in your will for them, because at the end of the day, you just want to prove them right, you know, and you just want to make them be with you when you are successful.
And that's a magic word, successful, because success really visited you over the weekend. Success came knocking and said, we are winning a record 12th Belgian Cup title. And that's a level of success that not too many people get to have. Now, we might talk about it now at 14 minutes past 6 SA time on the 6th of May, 2025, and feel that it's a moment that if you were not listening to the radio, to Shandre Campbell, really account to what success really means. And you talked about yesterday and how the celebrations, the music and the festivities were going on. So as you went to sleep again, allowing everything to sink in, Shandre, today, what does success mean to you?
Today, success, I don't know how to put it, but, you know, I feel like we measure success based on how, if we're doing better than someone else, whereas we should just measure success on how far we are from where we were last year to this year, you know. We want to measure our success on someone else's, which is the wrong thing to do. Rather, measure success on what's the difference from last year, Shandre, and this year, Shandre? And I can say that I definitely have succeeded a lot more than what I did a year ago. But at the same time, I'm remaining humble and staying grounded, because anything God gives, He can also take.
Let's talk about that, because again, you know, the wisdom that's coming through from you is amazing. And when you get to foreign land, Shandre, and it might be just very difficult for many people, never mind a teenager, there are a lot of things that are expected of you. They also help you with, and it's accommodation. It's maybe the environment. Yeah. It's maybe a different way of speaking. It's different cuisine, different foods that you're eating there. What for you singularly has been the most difficult?
Well, I wouldn't really, I don't know how to answer that question, because ever since coming here, they've made me feel at home, you know, so anything I do, they will help me, or anything I don't know, they will try and help me, and, like, you know, to make me feel comfortable and fit in with the rest of the players, you know. But like I said, there were some difficult times, like, I didn't know who to be around, you know, the language is different, I don't know who to associate myself with, but as time went on, I learned and made friends, you know, and people helped me through everything, and it's a learning journey, so still got a lot to learn from in Belgium and around the culture and everything like that.
What would you share with us as the biggest culture shock?
Probably biggest culture shock. I don't know. I don't know, similar to like most European places, but I don't know. Over here, there's not, I really don't know, because I've only stayed in Belgium, so I can't compare Belgium to any other country, and you can't compare Belgium to South Africa because like the culture is way different. So I don't really have a fixed answer, but probably just the people, you know, is different, you know, different people compared to South Africa, you know. They different personalities and everything like that that you gotta like cope with, and basically like you just gotta like become or like learn their personality, so you merge in their way, you know.
One goes into your Instagram account, and if yours is Shandre Campbell 21, then there's Jesus that's written there.
Yeah.
Tell me about that connect. Tell me about how that props you up. Tell me about how that becomes your foundation.
Nah, it's all because of my parents, you know. I grew up in a very religious house. Shout out to my mom, Clarissa Campbell, and my dad, Rashawn Campbell, because they're the ones who, you know, put wisdom in my heart, you know. You know, they always prayed for me every chance they get. They knew, they saw something in me, but they couldn't help me alone, so God was on us. My dad made sure I know God and took me to church every Sunday, prayed for me before every game. He anointed my boots every time I got new boots to make sure that God's presence is on me when I'm on the pitch. He made sure he still makes sure to this day that I have anointing oil everywhere I go. And, you know, I feel like the connection he gave me with God is nothing that is the greatest gift I could ask for from a father and a mother, you know. So I mean, my connection with Jesus is just special, because without him, you know, we are nothing. So I can't do anything without Jesus, and I wouldn't even be here today speaking to you if it wasn't for him.
Still makes you emotional. I mean, I can hear the almost crackle in your voice, eh?
No. I'm okay.
Are you sure? You know, like, yeah. You know, take a sip of water or something.
No, I'm okay. I
have to look out for you, man, because, you know, we've just won, you know, the Belgian Cup title. We're now making sure that we win the league itself, because it's just a 1-point difference between yourselves and Union Saint-Gilloise.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Is that possible?
For sure it's possible. We're definitely going to do it.
Oh. All right, I love the confidence. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to force you to have that sip of water. I need to take a break. I need a sip of water as well, because it's so exciting, you know, when a young South African branches off and heads off to unknown lands. Unknown to him, of course, unknown to me. It'll be difficult to adjust, but it's taken him all of maybe just over a year since signing for SuperSport United, having to bide his time with the reserve team. And then the coaches were like, no, we can't keep this young man in the reserve team any longer. We need to shift him to a different gear. So it happened in February, and that's when he moved up to the top team. And if you've been following the UEFA Champions League, I'll talk to him about it after the break, though. He was there. The first thing I look for, the minute the team sheets came out globally, I went to check. Aston Villa, Club Brugge. Is Shandre Campbell on the list? Of course he was. He was there. Whether you're on the bench or you're playing, history will always say he was there.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Trying to buy and purchase tickets for the Nedbank Cup final down in Durban at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. And they're saying that money has been taken from them, but no tickets confirmed. No tickets have been spoken about. And really outraged.
Robert, if CompuTickets and Checkers can't sell tickets, they must leave it. The person who decides the ticket must be set by Checkers and ShopRite. It's nonsense, Robert. I don't want to know. This is nonsense.
I'm frustrated. Actually, I don't know what to say with this ShopRite. I think that ShopRite is the worst. These days, they are working at ShopRite. Yeah, this ShopRite. They can't even service their people, but they are selling tickets.
And that was a 42-second clip. And I'm sure you counted how many times he mentioned the store's name.
Hashtag MSW.
But I know that somebody yesterday did send us a voice note. I suppose they represent Ticket Pro, and he had this to say.
Hi, Robert. Long-time fan. Just want to make sure everyone is clear that it was not Ticket Pro. We're not involved in this. We were informed on Friday that they've gone with a new ticketing provider, that being Open Ticket. So please, I'm hearing some customers think it was Ticket Pro. It isn't. If anything, the Seychelles, we are doing the ticketing for that, a FIFA-renowned event. So it's a pity and sad to see that that happened. And we are here to assist if needed, wherever we can, to make sure that nothing serious happens on Saturday.
And we appreciated that clarity. Eh? We do take it very, very seriously. I always say that clarity, communication, being accurate with information is very, very important. So thanks. I always say you guys are the shareholders of the show. Eh? And that's why you become hugely invested in what happens on it. In the same way, we become hugely invested in what happens in Belgium, where Chandra Campbell, our one and only superstar, with our exclusive conversation with them right here on hashtag MSW. They are the 12th time, record 12th time Belgian Cup title winners. Hard-fought game against Anderlecht, 2-1. He was there on the bench, but witnessed everything. It's part of growth. It's part of inclusivity in top-flight football. And I don't know, Chandra, I know you're still there. I don't know how much of, you know, the history of Champions League. And as we headed to the break, I was very excited because I was sharing the story of your Champions League match against Aston Villa. Do you go back to that? Because I think everybody in the world, never mind, you know, Aston Villa at some point played the wrong anthem. But all I'm saying to you is that when you hear this, what is going through your mind?
Oh, nah, you know, it's unreal feeling. At first, I didn't believe it, you know. I'm there in the Champions League. I used to play FIFA when I was younger, you know, hearing this anthem. But now that I'm standing there on the pitch, you know, hearing the anthem, being in the squad was an unreal moment. Just couldn't believe it, you know. Such good vibes and everything.
But do you see it in the other players? Because, you know, when the camera shot starts to pan through the entire team, and then you know that every player probably shares the same sentiment you've just said now, playing FIFA, growing up, having your individual favorite players, and now it is you, and here's the crowd, and here's the world watching.
Yeah, no, definitely each player. Who wouldn't love to play in the Champions League, the biggest stage in the world, you know? Show yourself, you never know, you can change your family. Your family's life in 60, 70 minutes, 90 minutes. So, yes, Champions League is like the best stage you can get, you know? For football especially, it's the best feeling, it's the best best European competition. So everything about it is just big, you know.
You could have been in the grandstand, you know, you could have been one of the players who were not selected for the match day. You could have been left at home, but you were on the bench. I mean, does that even sink in?
Yeah, no, definitely only sunk in when I got there. You know, because when I realized I'm in the squad, the first thing I did was call my parents, told them I'm going to Champions League in Birmingham. So I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, you know.
And when did the coach announce the traveling squad? When did the coach say, hey, guys, this is my team?
They always do it like when you're traveling, they do it like a day before we travel. So 2 days prior to the game, so that's when I knew that I was in the squad, because normally they send a message, and then I was like, wow, I'm sitting at home and I get the message, and then wow, I'm in the squad. And I was like, couldn't believe it.
Do you know the significance of that, though? Because by being there, Chandra, you simply became the first South African player in the Champions League in 6 years.
I didn't know that, but yeah, I remember. I'm grateful for the opportunity, you know, so I mean, I'll do my best, you know, try and get game time and everything, you know, but it's in due time, so I'm not rushing anything.
All right, let me give you a quick quiz to see how sharp you are today.
Okay.
So you become the first player in SA to play Champions League in 6 years. Who was the last one?
The last one, 6 years. 6 years. 6 years. It has to be Percy Town, no?
Yay! You got that spot on, man.
Yeah, of course. How can I forget?
The man who threw it all for you, who opened and paved the way and made sure that you are there.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're in very, very good company.
He used to play here, so how can I forget about that?
Oh, I mean, the legacy and everything. All right, I got so many guys who are itching to chat to you. You can call us either on the line. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note. It's 060-708-0484. Otherwise, give us a call directly in studio, 011-883-947.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to Shandre, and congratulations for winning your maiden trophy abroad and flying the South African flag very high that side. But and with you making such a fast progression in your career from playing Gauteng Development League, getting into a Super Sports DDC team to where you are today, what is the message that you can give to the youngsters that are currently aspiring to get where you are and they are trying their hearts out week in, week out to realize their dreams? Thank you so much, Tebogoye.
Tebogo, thank you so much. Andre.
Yep.
How do you inspire the other guys? It says, you know, it says congratulations for all you've achieved, but how do you inspire the next generation?
Well, I definitely trying to inspire the next generation, you know, by just showing them like you don't need to show yourself like, yeah, I'm out there, yeah, I'm you don't need to show yourself by, you know, buying expensive things and all of that. You just got to live a humble life because at the end of the day, you know, like I said before in the interview, that whatever God gives, he can take. So just try and remain humble and grounded because, you know, not everything is guaranteed in life. So I always say, like, try and do things the right way so that it becomes easier later on in life. So when people do ask you for advice, you can tell them based on your experiences and what you've gone through. And that's what I'm going to try and do to inspire the next generation, definitely. I'm going to try and do things the right way. And even if I don't, I'll learn from my own mistakes so that when they do ask me, I can help them in that way. But definitely just got to stay positive, you know, and never give up on a dream. Never give up on a dream because it's not over. It's just delayed by God's timing.
And your favorite international football player right now?
Right now, my favorite international player has got to be... Vinicius Jr. or Kylian Mbappe, one of the two.
Vinny Mbappe. I was about to say you're a Real Madrid fan.
Yeah, of course, Real Madrid all the way.
What about that young guy that plays for Barcelona?
Or Lamine Lamar?
Yeah, that young guy, you know.
Yeah, he's good. He's too good, yeah. But I can't, you know, I'm a Real Madrid fan.
I love Madrid. Hey, testing you there. Testing you there.
Yeah.
But why do you think, though, a team like Madrid, we had mentioned Trent Alexander-Arnold in the conversations yesterday and him leaving his childhood team of over, 20 years and having been there since he was a kid as well. What is it about Real Madrid that attracts people, that says to David Beckham, my life is not complete until I go to Real Madrid, that says to Michael Owen, my life is not complete until I go? You know, what do you think it is? And for you, would that be a story to say somewhere, somehow in your journey in football, you would want to end up there?
Oh, definitely. That's my dream, you know. But I feel like the history just behind Real Madrid all the years, I mean, one of the greatest players ever comes out of there. They have so many UCLs. They got the history just behind the club itself, and it's continuing to carry on that legacy with having the world's best players also in Real Madrid currently. So I think that's why Real Madrid is so like big, you know, and why everyone wants to play for them, just because of their legacy and the way they're going on in the team and everything, and the fans, the base, and just being the biggest club, you know, one of the biggest clubs in the world. I think that's why everyone's dream is to go there, you know, to prove that they can also be one of the greats. That's what
Mr.
I think.
Mr. Marau, good evening, and Nama shareholders as well. In a question for Oshendri Campbell, as a young player who has made the transition to Belgium and has experience both in development and in senior level football, I'd love to hear from him. What does he think young South African players, particularly those who are in the development stages, are missing? I mean, that's something that could help them to reach their full potential. What gaps does he think exist in development process in South Africa? Thank you, Marawa.
Thank you so much. And you would know more than most, Shandre, about development. And he's just asking that from your observation, what do you think is missing in SA football?
Oh, well, I think just like support, you know, support is missing. People give up too easily on the system, you know. I feel like if we put more support and more like try harder, you know, as like coaches or something, you know, not giving up and not judging players based on what where they grow up or what they have, or then I think we can, there's definitely so much hidden talent in South Africa, but the problem is people don't want to support their children, or maybe people just believe that it's not necessary, you know, it's not worth it, it's not worth their time. And I feel like it's just support is missing in to get South African development going.
Yeah, and I think when you watch your maturity and see with the on and off the field, it truly is amazing. And listen to this. I mean, here's another voice note.
Good evening, Robert Marawa, and to the Marawa faithful. Robert Marawa, good evening to your guest, Shandre. I would like to say, coming from the same neighborhood, Rega Park, Boksburg, my son is very inspired by Shandre. He uses him all over the consoles on Xbox, and he's even now got to a point where he needs to watch some of the games. So from a parent's point of view, I would like to say thank you for you for being the inspiration in the next generation. Joshua, want to say something to Shandre?
Thank you, Shandre, for inspiring me.
Cheslam from Oxford, thank you.
Oh, man. Hey. Jeez. Shandre, I mean, did you hear that? Just a young kid, I don't even know, he probably sounds 4 or 5 years old or younger, just shouting that on the radio.
Yeah, no, it's so heartwarming, you know, to know that people out there, I also following my journey and seeing where I'm going in life. I love the support. Always try and, you know, give back to my community, which I'm going to do. And, you know, try and build from my supporters. And I love the support they're giving me and how they have been following me since day one, you know.
Oh, you know what? It gets better, man. Let me go to Antridgeville. Amolekhang, good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Tarab. How are you?
Hey. I'm inspired, you know, when I'm a big fan of a football player, and Shandre is one of those who never really got to meet or speak before he left, but I am inspired by the man, I'm inspired by the young man, I'm inspired by the professional. I don't know about you, because I think you know him more than most.
I actually know him. I met Shandre in 2022, didn't know who Shandre was by his name, because I just saw a player, Jersey 8, I was so inspired. I was like, who's this player? Who's this player? Heard his teammates call him out, Shandre Campbell. Fell in love with the player, same time. Asked for a picture. He was actually trying to take a picture of me, and he said, nah, me. And I said, you're going to be a big star one day. Made his first team debut, and I was like, Shandre, I'm going to be there all the way. Shandre is now in Belgium, took pictures with me. Shandre is one of the players that gave me SuperSport merch without asking. Shandre has always been there as a motivator in my life. I want to be like Shandre.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. While you're still on, Amolekhang, let me allow Shandre to respond to that.
Oh, no. How are you, bro? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. And you?
I'm good. Thanks, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for the support. Thank you for always, you know, believing in me. It's not easy, but also on your behalf, do not give up on your dream, because, you know, it's going to come one day. It's just you're still young. You can still learn a lot from friends, family, and your parents. And always forget, don't forget your parents when you make it in life, and always have them to support you, and always support, and always make sure you stay loyal to your parents, because they're the only ones at the end of the day that want to see you succeed, okay?
Yes, bro. I will do that. I will do that.
Oh, great call, man.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Big up, Amolekhang. Thank you so much indeed, man. Let me head off to Midrand here. Our lines are blazing. Michaela.
Hello.
How are you?
Michaela.
I phoned. I had to phone.
Rob, this is like my best friend from school.
Oh, wow. Confirmed. Michaela, the best friend from school. Wow. What a moment.
That's crazy.
Chat to each other, please. I'm just going to take a walk outside. Go ahead.
Okay. Shannon, you're missing essay.
Yeah, I'm coming. Don't worry. I'm coming. What are we
doing? I had to phone. Your number one fan. I had to phone through.
Of course. Thanks, Mix. I appreciate it, man. But why you got to do it on live radio?
I had to, why? You know, had to advertise.
How did you even get on here?
I called 947 and then they answered.
Nah.
I promise you, I just phoned the number and they answered. And they're like,
do you have a question for Shande? Okay, ask me.
No, they asked me, do you have a question for Shande? And then I was like, yes. And then this is how they put me through.
Okay, Michaela, do I miss essay?
Yes.
Yes, of course I miss essay. Don't worry, when I come back, we'll go to Gold Reef. Because you're my number one fan, you know?
Obviously.
Yeah, thank you. To this number one fan over here, thank you for your support, Michaela.
Of course.
And is your mom and dad there?
Yes, they are.
Can you say hi for them?
Hi, Shande.
From me. Hi, Miss Pele, how are you?
I'm good, and you? Well done, my boy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We're rooting for you, and we're always rooting for you. Well done. We're super, super proud of you.
Thanks, Miss Pele. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your
support. And your Briani is waiting for you when you come back to SA.
Okay, I just walked in. Did you talk about Briani? I want some.
I'm definitely coming, Miss Pele. Don't worry.
Oh. Anytime, we're waiting for you. We're counting down.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, guys, jeez. What a moment. Michaela, I don't even know. I'm speechless. But when you talk about being proud, what is the one thing that you're proud about your best friend, Shondre?
How he's made it. I've seen Shondre play from Super Sport, being promoted to first team, to being scouted by Club Rouge. I'm just like so proud. He's always put God first, and he stays humble. He doesn't worry about all the negative things. He just stays positive all the time. And I'm just so proud to see where he is right now and his journey. And yeah, I'm proud of my best friend.
Will you go watch him when he plays Champions League one of these days in the final?
Pardon?
Would you visit him when he makes UEFA Champions League final?
Definitely.
Yeah, she'll have a VIP seat, don't worry.
Ah, signed, sealed, and delivered.
Next to her. Also appearance, don't worry, everyone.
The whole family will be there.
The whole family.
Oh, guys, you know what? Thank you so much. Thanks for listening in, and thanks for giving our champion all the support that he needs. I'm pretty sure he's going to be at the Africa Cup of Nations. I'm pretty sure he's going to be at the World Cup. That is my confidence in him. But thank you so much, and keep listening to the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Cheers. All right, I was going to say goodbye to you now, Shondre, but just recover from that. Let me take a quick break. I'll come back and wrap up with you.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Obviously, the big reaction of the day as well has certainly been in and around the ticketing.
This is disappointing. This is frustrating. It's disrespectful to us as customers, as supporters. We don't deserve this treatment.
We had already booked accommodation in Durban, and then we are sent from pillar to post. So, like, this is amateurish.
I think our systems, just like the ticketing systems, are also about to crash with all of the complaints and frustrations.
I think they have let us down, Mr. Marawa. After a long, long wait, 8 o'clock in the morning till the afternoon, 3:30 to 4:30, and we hear that tickets were sold out. And you can put the blame on me. Said you
can put the blame on me. Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW.
Yeah, you can blame Shandre Campbell for all the excitement that's running in and around the country right now. He has been my guest right here on hashtag MSW. And I just reserve this as just a final moment to appreciate you, Shandre, and all that you do. And I'm sure you heard what South Africans feel about you. I'm sure you understand now the kind of impact that you as an individual have at the age of 19, changing so many people's lives, getting all the support. It was just a moment of madness that we had just before that break, and I hope you allow that to sink in.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you, Rob, for having me also on the show. And thank you to all the supporters who are supporting me through throughout my journey in my football career. I'm really blessed to have all of them. And yeah.
Are you sure? When are we winning the league?
Soon.
Hey, you know what? We're preparing the red carpet here for you to march into the studio. No. Want to see that medal?
Yeah, no, definitely you will.
And which is the one outstanding trophy? Not even trophy, man. That one outstanding jersey that you need to get into your collection.
Definitely, Mbappe.
You don't mince your words with Mbappe. Hey? He's the real deal, hey?
Yeah, definitely. No, if I get that, I'm done. I can retire.
No. You have to wait for the moment where he feels the same about you.
Nah. Of course, I'm joking.
We'll not allow that to happen. But yeah, it's what, three more games that are left. Best of luck. I know you're going to be playing against Anderlecht again. And then it's going to be Antwerp as your final match. But Shandre, you know what? Best of luck. And you're doing us very, very proud, man. All the best.
Thank you so much, Rob, for having me on the show. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Shandre Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, all the way in Belgium. Club Bruges is a left winger there. He plays football like nobody else can. Thanks for sharing social media and otherwise. Just wanted to share another quick story before we head off and say goodbye to you in just a few minutes, because I know that the boxing world is also holding its breath, and this July history is pretty much on the line, and at the heart of it stands a South African warrior. That's Uphumelele Kaf, the pride of the Eastern Cape. Well, he's said to achieve what nobody else from his region has ever done. And that's to step into the ring for a triple world title unification bout. Now, across the ocean, under the bright lights of the United States of America, he's going to be facing Jesse Bam Rodriguez, one of boxing's most feared and respected champions. But this fight, though, is about more than just titles. It's about the legacy, the destiny, I suppose, when you're in the ring. It's about the blood, it's the sweat, it's the sacrifice, it's all of those things. And this could be the moment that crowns a new king of the ring. And tonight, we briefly go ringside with the master strategist himself, also the top promoter, Colin Nathan, to unpack for us this extraordinary journey, the battle that lies ahead, and what it will take, though, to make this history come alive. I mean, it's just a fight, but in South African terms, nothing is just a fight. Boxing manager and trainer, Colin Nathan, good evening. Thanks for taking our call.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Robin. Evening to the listeners and everyone just tuning in.
I don't know if I've described that well enough. When I saw that, I was like, no, let's get Colin in because we need you to expand on it. I'm excited. I don't know about you.
Well, I think me saying I'm excited is a little bit of an understatement. Totally overwhelmed. It's just been fantastic. I don't want to say it's been fantastic putting this event together because it's taken me about 6 weeks of mood swings and ups and downs, but you know, we got it over the line, and I obviously couldn't disclose it to Pumalela until I was like 95% sure. And there was just a lot of ebbs and flows to this event, and finally it's come together. Contracts are signed, you know, the socials are buzzing, the unification's now set. And I just want to correct you on one thing. He's not just the pride of Eastern Cape, he's the pride of South African boxing. And on the 19th of July, it's going to be the pride of African boxing. I think people need to understand the magnitude of this event, the contest, the unification, WBO, WBC, the Ring Magazine Championship on the line as well, the Linear Championship as well. This is massive. This is absolutely massive, not just for South Africa, but for African boxing. And I'm very proud of Pumalela Kafu getting to this point. And obviously, trusting myself in boxing five to get him to this point. And now the moment is going to be his for him to capture the imagination of not just African boxing, but global boxing.
It's going to be the biggest fight of his life.
I agree.
And what's that one thing that's driving him forward when the weight of history is on his shoulders?
I think legacy. You know, we've discussed it. You know, when he beats Tanaka and we were all ecstatic and obviously just like, you know, crying with joy and we were just over the moon. We got back to the locker room and he looked at me and he said to me, "Pups, get me Rodriguez." And I was like, "Really? Like off the bat?" And then it was offered to us initially, not for obviously the pay fee that we're getting now, the fight fee. And now when it was offered again, after us announcing the homecoming on May 24th, we were like, let's look at it. And then I looked at Jesse and I looked, okay, there's holes in his game. I looked at his fight with Estrada. Kid's obviously coming up. He's a global superstar. There's no question. He's a fantastic fighter. And I thought to myself, Poor Malella's really never called anyone else except for Rodriguez. And I thought to myself, I looked at him, I looked at the tape, and I thought, now's the time. And if anyone can create and produce an upset, it's Poor Malella Tafu.
Tafu was here, you know, I think it was towards the end of last year. You would probably remember better than I do. One thing he has is loads of confidence, but also when we have to touch on the opponent here, Conan, and one thing that I've also briefly seen about Rodriguez is the fact that he is dangerous, lightning fast. He's also a ruthless fighter. How does he counter that?
It's a good question. It's a very, very good question. There are holes in his game. And if you looked at his fight against Estrada, and also if you looked, you know, I don't really want to talk too much about the game plan because Robert E. International, this isn't just the South African show. People are going to be listening to this on your podcast and stuff like that. But there's a certain thing that Rodriguez struggles with, and we're going to exploit that. And I know it sounds very ambiguous and kind of vague, but it is what it is. I can't let too much out the bag, but there's a certain flow that Rodriguez struggles with, and that's what we're going to be bringing into this fight.
I mean, does he know that the minute he steps in, this is Uqafu now, does he know that this will literally be, and I know we've touched and around it, maybe not directly at it, that this would be a career-defining moment, and then how does he then channel that pressure? Because then pressure, closer you get, the pressure mounts a little bit more. How does he channel that into performance instead of just letting it consume him?
Such a great question. All you need to do is take a look at Tokyo, Japan on the 14th of October, 14,000 Japanese fans against us, and look how he dealt with the pressure there. Also, you need to understand that the pressure is not on us, it's on Jesse. We massive underdogs going into this, massive. And it's in his state. The pressure's on him. The pressure's not on us. And pressure creates diamonds. You've heard that expression before. And we're not just a rough diamond. We're a polished diamond. And you're going to see that polished performance on the 19th of July. When our backs are against the wall, particularly mine in my career, I thrive. I don't enjoy home territory. I enjoy being in hostile territory. I enjoy being booed because I know that my A game is in place.
You enjoy your bags being lost. I think you enjoy the fact that when you get back home, you're so tired. You enjoy all the things, Colin, that you've told me through the years, a part and parcel of a professional boxer and his outfit and everybody else that is part and parcel of boxing. But inclusive of yourself now, a triple world title unification match. A lot of people say it's rare. It is brutal. It is legendary. Now, for you personally, what makes this fight a turning point for boxing?
I think it's also part of, I want to say, the new South Africa. You know, we're going through a lot of political change at the moment. Some are for, some are against. And I think this is South Africa's boxing coming out party for Poor Malella Tafu. And I think it's at the right time, at the right moment. We've got a new board in South African boxing, Boxing South Africa. It's a proud moment, not just for boxing in South Africa. I think it's a proud moment for sports. And again, like I'm saying to you, when Pumalila shocks the world, and you heard it here first, when he shocks the world, he doesn't just become an African star. He becomes a global star in the sport of boxing.
Sorry, I think your network cut. I think you're running out of airtime. Something happened here, Colin. I just want you to repeat that last sentence, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this is not gonna be a proud moment just for African boxing. Because when Pumalila shocks the world, and you heard it here first, shocks the world, he doesn't just become an African star, he becomes a global star in boxing.
Sure. Say no more, my good sir. Say no more. All I am happy for is that you continue with all of the frustrations that come with boxing here at home, that you're able to ride that wave and you continue to put fights, fight for fighters, and make them fight fights in the ring so that they become fighters of the future. Colin, we can only thank you, man. We can only say close to the time. We'll have both of you here in studio. But you've got to remind South Africans of the journey. You've got to remind South Africans of what they need to look out for. I hope it'll be televised. I hope it'll be somewhere for all of us to sit around and watch as if we are watching a rugby, cricket game or anything else.
It's going to be shown. There's no question. And I just want to thank you for the compliments, for the support. And to the listeners, get behind Pumalila Kalafu. The truth will set you free on the 19th of July. Look for a new global boxing star.
I just wanted you, with all of the 15 seconds that I've got left, the fight has now ended. Ukaf was walking out of the ring. What is he carrying when he walks out?
The heart and soul of African boxing.
He comes with the belt?
Not just the belts, just a lot of legacy with it as well.
All right. Let that happen, please, Colin. We are ready. But thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. Boxing manager and trainer, Colin Nathan. Great job, man. Great shot.
Thank you.
Very proud moment. I think as South Africans, we might not realize it now, what this conversation really means in boxing terms. But yeah, tease him a lot and say, everybody else outside of the borders of South Africa will say Cafu, you know, because, you know, the legendary Brazilians who share the same name. But there, Eastern Cape, it's Cafu, Galok. It's going to do the damage. You can tune in again for Marawa Sports Worldwide tomorrow.
Hashtag MSW, live now on 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.